and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, final day of the month of August, 31st of the 8th month of 2022. Beautiful start to this day, too, 60 degrees and a slight breeze from the north, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Halfway to Everywhere organizer, and Hank Osterhout is here. And Hank, I think we are just a few days from everywhere now, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Close.
What day is it? 3 more days.
3 more days. The big event is coming up on Saturday in downtown Emporia. And so much to get to here, Hank, but have things fallen into place or are falling into place?
They have. I feel like, you know, after a good 18 months of planning, I may have half of a day to rest before the event.
All right. How'd you pull that off?
Hank, talk a little bit about, you know, we'll get into the schedule here in just a little bit, but to see the interest here from the community and really from the music community as well here, especially after 2 years of COVID, which could, you know, under other circumstances, external and internal, could have really killed the event. The fact that you're this strong coming out of COVID-19 has got to be, if nothing else, a relief.
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, if I never hear the word COVID-19 again, it'll be too soon. You know, it was just the ultimate bummer. And I'd, like I've mentioned on past programs, you know, last year was definitely a challenge. It was more of a challenge than I was ready for. I think we did a great job executing last year, and I know that everybody that went was, you know, enjoyed themselves and had a great time. I was stressed to the absolute max, and I didn't get any half a day of sleep prior to the event. So this year, you know, I feel like we're much more, you know, we're ready for everything. We're a lot better prepared. We have really stacked our staff. This is always a stressful time because there are some things that you have no control over, that you're watching the weather. And, of course, this year, the weather looks great. I'm going to knock on my windowsill here so that I don't jinx myself. But, I was always concerned about, are we going to have enough volunteers? And inevitably it seems like the 2 days prior is when everybody decides they want to volunteer. But, of course, I'm not stopping anybody from jumping on that bandwagon right now. If there's people out there that think you need to help the community and help the festival get off the ground, then we could use you. But, everything's doing great.
It is Halfway to Everywhere, Emporia's first-class music and art festival coming up this Saturday. So let's run through how things are going to work here. Hank, do things start?
Well, so this year is unique. Is technically, you know, the festival is Saturday. The first band actually start at 1, but it's unique because, what you've also mentioned today, there's this great big professional disc golf world championship happening. And so we're actually kind of kicking off the weekend on Friday, which is going to be just a big monster of a get together because, of course, we always have the fabulous First Friday Art Walk. This first Friday is extra special. They're doing a collaborative mural at Earthly Delights, which is a business over on 12th, a little teeny tiny looking cottage across from Beach Hall on campus. So they're doing a collaborative mural there. They're also, Kayla has organized, I mean, for the last few years, she's organized our arts market, which is where all the vendors are in the main stage area, but they're also doing kind of an art installation as an entrance piece to the arts market. And so, if I understand correctly, she bought a truckload of umbrellas of different colors that you can go and decorate, and then will be installed onto trussing towers on site. Of course, so I'd mentioned the disc golf tournament. They are doing, we are collaborating on Friday also with their Fly Mart, which is in the main stage area, also known as the Farmer's Market. So we'll have three bands that are performing on Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. during their vendor market. So all things disc golf, a lot of different vendors out there. I think they've got, I saw their map, and I don't know how they pulled it off, but they've got like 60-some disc vendors.
Yeah.
We have food trucks that are going to be out there. The bands performing on Friday are Emporia Locals, All From Nothing. They start at 6. Then we also have a pseudo, I would say they're an Emporia, Wichita, Kansas City band, because there's about 30 members of this band, including the orchestra director at our public school, Mr. Riley Day. It's called Daydream. Fantastic 11-piece jazz ensemble. Kind of a jazz funk fusion thing. And then we'll have Recycled Funk, who was one of our headliners last year, and they're kind of our headliner on Friday. And then we lead into the next day. Load in for all of our vendors starts at 11 after the farmer's market, and then we kick off at 1. The official start of the main stage area is at 2, and then we go all the way through. All the stages close at midnight out on the street, and then we have a couple more bands after hours in the Bourbon Cowboy until 2 a.m., and then I will be sleeping for about 3 days straight.
All right. I can't imagine. Don't call Hank. He's not going to answer. No. That's right. So let's talk about the venues, where they will be located, Hank.
All right. So we got the Visit Emporia stage. That is a great, big, beautiful Apex 3224 for those tech people keeping tabs. Super jealous of that stage. I'm a stage owner myself. It is in the north side of the Farmer's Market parking lot, right? And smack dab in the middle. That is also going to be sort of it's an artist hospitality / supporter pass this lounge area. We're going to have a break in the fence back there, some shade, coolers full of water, and of course, enthusiasm and high fives like usual. That stage is directly in front of the Emporia First Friday Artist Market. So kind of the kiosk right there is sort of the halfway to everywhere. Merchandise booth, sort of base of operations. Radius Brewing Company will have their beer core tent in that area. We'll have the Art Mobile from the Emporia Arts Council, and the whole swath of parking lot becomes the Arts Market. Then you kind of, if you're continuing south, imagine you're walking south with me, right? We're listening to music. We've exited through the south side of that parking lot, and now we are in the food court. So we have about a dozen trucks, various different types of food. We got ice cream, snacks like barbecue, Mexican food. It's going to be really, really good. Now you turn to the left. You're facing east, and you look down at the end of the 7th Avenue right by Commercial Street, and there is the lovely KVOE stage, the one and only KVOE, yeah. Which, of course, shout out. You guys do such a fantastic job being our community megaphone, and we couldn't do it without you guys. So it's only right that you guys have the 7th Avenue stage. A lot of fantastic bands. Both the Visit Emporia and KVOE stages are an eclectic mix of different genres of bands. So there's no telling what you could see. It goes from Zydeco to cumbia to rock and roll to dance. Of course, Too Many Zoos is, I really don't even know how to describe what kind of music they are besides awesome. All right, now we're continuing down south through the alley between Commercial and Merchant Street, kind of behind Pet Store and all that jazz. And as we get to the end of the alley, we're going to look to our right, and we see the back patio of course, Radius Brewing Company. And that is our one-man band stage. They have concerts there throughout the year, and they're great supporters of the local culture and music scene, and so it's only right. And of course, they're right there. I mean, yeah. It makes it only sense, but it's only right to have music there. And you continue down the alley into that little parking lot at the corner of 6th and Merchant, and it's services like Brown's Shoe Fit and Bourbon Cowboy and Radius, Bobby D's. And in the corner down there, we're going to have another outdoor stage, and that is the Emporia State University Roots stage. And, you know, as a person who has gone, and here's the shameless plug for the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival, I've gone 23 consecutive years. This is sort of my, my kids, they've all been one more time than the amount of years they've been alive. So anyways, that's side notes. You'll be able to kind of catch my homage to the Pecan Grove down at the ESU Roots stage. A lot of really great kind of, new grass, bluegrass, roots, you know, it's a stomping stage. The Kansas City Bear Fighters is one of my favorite silly bands who will be headlining down there. And then last but not least, how remiss would I be if I didn't include the Bourbon Cowboy in this? Because they already have a stage. They already are a music venue, and they have concerts and bands all the time. And so they are the Americana stage, a lot of red dirt and country. We have local heroes, the Tallgrass Express. Of course, we've got Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands. And that one is the one that is the late night party venue. So it pops off also starting at 2, but it goes for 12 hours. Thank you so much, Brinkman's. I'm going to wear you guys out. They will also be sleeping for 3 days, so don't call them either.
So what are we, about 35 bands?
37 to be exact.
Oh, okay.
Which was about 7 too many, but, you know, we made it work.
Sweetness.
I got excited. People were submitting some really good press, and I thought, yeah, you should be in too. Oh, yeah, you should. No, not a single more. Okay, you too. I went overboard this year.
Well, I tell you what, Hank, this is a great opportunity for folks to get themselves involved in some new music. But really, before we wrap things up, and I know we're running short on time here, talk about the partnerships that you've been able to foster with those that you have named and those that you haven't. Because obviously with of this magnitude, you can't go it alone.
No. No, honey. Yeah, so of course, KVOE is our media sponsor. You guys are just, you know, help get me on the air and put up with me gabbing for whatever reason. And you throw the rotators on and I love it. Of course, we've got Emporia State University. They're a great community player. They are the sponsor of our Root Stage. Visit Emporia and the City of Emporia. They sponsor financially as well. You know, I write a request for a little money every year and they graciously grant it to me. We have a lot of program sponsors this year. We've got All Star Rentals. We've got Jerry's Pawn Shop. I also need to give a shout out to Casa Ramos. They are providing our hospitality meals. So if you're a VIP member or an artist, you get fed by Casa, which, you know, is a delight any day. Mm-hmm. Who am I missing? Usually we have Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission. I'm giving them a shout out. While they're not directly supporting this event, they're supporting paying for our print ads, so that's good.
Yeah, great.
Josh Finley does our graphics. Kayla Mock with Emporia First Fridays and Kat Dorcas, who is the new First Fridays marketing person. I couldn't do it without them. And of course, my wife, my lovely board of directors, all of our volunteers. We've got particular shout out to Riley Day, Sarah Bays, and Glenn Wollard, which are our musical directors at the high school and public schools. For those of you listening now, there is a little bit of a surprise before our headliner. If you like the Emporia High School Marching Band and like to support them, I suggest you get out right before Too Many Zoos.
Ooh, okay.
And if you like the vocal music, the choir from high school, similarly, you should get out and go check out the Root Stage sometime in the evening. Just, you know, I'm going to drop that little tidbit out there.
Appreciate that.
I'm sure I've missed something, but, you know, it really takes a village. So thanks to everybody who's contributed.
Well, this is, it takes a Herculean effort. There's no doubt about that. So we certainly invite the public. I'm sure there will be people coming from all around to experience Halfway to Everywhere which happens all day and into the night on Saturday. What a great event here. And we certainly let people know it is free, but you can get, VIP passes, Hank?
Yes. Tomorrow will be your last day to do that. You can go to our website, ksfreeforarts.org, to the Halfway to Everywhere tab. Go to passes. Supporter passes are $150. We feed you. We drink you. We give you T-shirts and high fives and the air conditioning areas to hang out. But also, you may interact with the artists. So that is available, too.
And there'll be a lot of artists to interact with. 37 bands going to be happening. Well, Hank, thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely.
All right, Kansas Free for Arts Director and, of course, the lead organizer for Halfway to Everywhere, Hank Osterhout, on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, look to next week. We do have most of ours open at this point in time. Our next scheduled for next week happens to be on the 7th, but as we look here for Thursday and Friday in the Newsmaker segment, tomorrow we'll be joined by Newman Regional Health's new general surgeon, Braden Bitter, as he introduces himself to the community. And Friday, as we've referenced here, Kayla Mock with Emporia First Friday, talking about all the activities for the Art Walk.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 736, sunny, 62 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. The All Veterans Scramble will take place on September 10th, so grab it.